Tuesday, 10:21, we won't have a shiur. I'll be in there to soil. Like I got caught with that catch by Jesus. So I'm flying out between Shabbos Shuv and Yom Kippur. I'm flying out Sunday night, flying back Tuesday night. I'm assuming mission the Wednesday shiur, I'll be able to make it. The plane should come in early enough to get here. I'm sharing with you some of my ideas of how the share should be given. The focus has to be on local eyes. Rashi Yulim in the second Sunda, I have a special advantage. The Rosh Vassal Shir for the second Sunda, 1 year, end of the year, if I said, one on page, I'll have to be careful. Because we played it, we have Shikim and Roy. And started to read all over again. So we had been there twice to go up. Unhappy with the shield that gave the previous year. The sector, wanted the sector, we could avoid the sector, but that's not the meaning. We understand the purpose. During the many years, we've been there to soil. 7 years I was asked by the Rabbanut to take care of the legal cleanup for Rabbanut. Rabbanut means also the penis in separate sections. So what I'm giving you up now is one of the penis, which I came to hand. I make copies of the penis. Number two is mine, you should be able to answer these questions. But there are 20 questions, and it says that our Meshach HaKrina is Gimel Shores. So they will send one word, multiple choice answers, but not intended. The question really means, tell me everything you want to know about this time. Okay? And most of the boys sit more than 3 hours to go with that answer. Many in the group each year, Magidin Shir for many years in the Shiva. We never got around to getting Rabbanut Shiva. We had the usual private sutras there, which were perfectly adequate here. Nowadays, throughout the world, nobody seems to be that much invested in a secret promotion. And you can set the Shiva behind your room and never watch it. So I just here is the actual copy of the signature. Look at what I'm violating any rules there to make it available to the boys who have to hand in the signatures, but the teacher wasn't have to hand in it. Each time I have six or such things that I gave. Not to read it now. I'm supposed to read that at the end of the month to see whether anything makes sense to you. And one of those yesterday, I was reading yesterday for that orientation, book thing. I just scribbled down a few Mara Macomos. She'll come here for the next week or two, and we should look at how they're giving more, but actually, our text is the two Yerodea, two comma Yerodea. By that I mean two short and all, and it is available on the market. One little safer with the two and short and all together, which is very helpful. Okay? That is around to the beginning. many years ago I put out a little sefer on Hilchos Nida or Father Sinoda. At that time I did those a reputable sefer for that name. In it, I have a diagram. The diagram was originally drawn by me, happened to be proper, so a graphic artist drew the diagram, and the key to it was in order to pass inspection. I was commissioned by the Vladimir Kors, the Shalayan, to write a text that would be useful in basically in the orientation was in universities around the world. So it was written in Hebrew and translated, or written in English, translated in Hebrew, French, German, Italian. It's a good little sefer, it says a lot. It doesn't say enough. It's not lumpish, it's accurate halakhah l'maaseh without any good contributions. Maybe there's a critical diagram. The diagram is critical because it explains why there is so much misinformation that's transmitted in the name of halakha. One comment also on tape of a sefer out Badei HaShulchan written by a Rafael Cole. On the first page he says that since we do not know what the Gemara means by Aliyah, from a leader that desired Moshe Hakam and Isha, by his cheder of Aliyah, or is that cheder posed on Aliyah? That's everybody doesn't know. Yeah? Since you don't know what Aliyah is, then all blood, whether coming from the Aliyah or from the cheder, is Damnida. But if you don't know what it is, you don't know where it's coming from. How do you know it's coming from the Aliyah? It's a bit of a problem. What of the Aliyah says that the Paschal is Damnida? And since I don't know what the Aliyah is, it's hard to know when you have blood coming from the Aliyah. That seems to be a minor problem that's from disturbing. The most disturbing, of course, is everyone knows what Aliyah is. Because I understand the Gemara of Abasa and the Melech Hananeh. The Aliyah is, and I have it quoted for you over here, Russian, right? Aliyah, Mokom, Hashkanas, Mei Raglai, Kovu Lepozo, Min HaMokom. Right at the time of the Gemara, right? The Ovo has no word for Aliyah. But he had the word for pozo. And in both it says, Baliu Mokom Kibus Hasheker. English translation, urinary bladder. To think that we don't know what Ali is, I would say that ...20% of the shaylos I get from women who have had multiple pregnancies and having trouble getting to the mikveh is because they're suffering from a urinary infection. And once you determine that the dam is coming from the urinary infection, that's dam min ha'aliyah, it's not a good reason. Here are the two diagrams which we need to begin with the sukkah.
Out of the body, which where did it come from?
Right.
We were talking about
you're standing or sitting.
We know where it's coming from because the doctor looked inside and told you where it's coming from.
Okay, and then.
Where
is the scripture from?
Where
is the scripture from? From my. Yeah. But here you have
a picture comes.
But yesterday,
a textbook that's possibly meet the intellectual level of the people preparing for Habonus, I had going to non-science texts. That's written to the lowest level of the power. On an excellent text, it has also a picture similar to what I've given you, a little bit closer to reality. As I said before, the now, Ramsey was kind of off at his head of the God and he falls and he is in his air. Said a tradition, any diagram that I make should be something that doesn't look like a woman. So it should be pornographic. And then the diagram I gave here, the one that I give you now is maybe a little closer to the woman also. But it had the menstrual cycle. That's what we're talking about. Both of you is the halachic import of the menstrual cycle. But nobody knows the menstrual cycle. Not your wives, not your daughters, not your sisters. Some of these people don't understand. Sadly, most family doctors don't understand. But yet, folks are not sufficient gynecologists. They easy to have a baby here. But it's somehow not general knowledge. It's very strange. And unfortunately, every aspect of the scientific data impacts on our life. And you can pass on a child only if you understand what this is. I won't take any time because now we need to, might you get a chance to read it and try to understand it and ask what you don't understand. Did you have it clear? So that if I ask you, what does the inside of the moko look like on day 11 of the menstrual cycle, you should understand. So that will determine whether what's coming out of the moko could be dam or other things that you see. No, Molly guns are, of course, in total matter.
If everybody got a copy of the theme, if they have an episode, so. How are we doing on text over here? Most of you don't have the text. I would like to start with the tool. Okay, you have the Shulchan Aruch. Then we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch over there. Then scoot over to the tool.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
Hey,
yes. Good place to begin with. would be insane. Here's the complexity right in the first line of the Shulchan. Isha sheyotza dam b'mekova. How did it come out? Shulchan Aruch, not the kids. The Satkos, the boys had the Shulchan Aruch and then having to suffer perish of pair without mother started this way. Bein ba'onis, bein ba'rotzon, t'meya. What do you have here? Remember, orientation has to be halacha l'maisa. That's the psychological orientation. Part of the yeshivish psychology, somehow. Ask somebody, you say Yalabiyavu and Rosh Chodesh, he said, I don't pass me Shilas. It's supposed to be a whole area that's not Shilas anymore. You're not passing Shilas, because you know, you pass me Shilas, but as a Sophie. That's part of the orientation, I mean, the key orientation in learning Hilchos Nida. When you finish, you can't afford to have too many Shilas. You have to know. Because whether you'll be passing for others, or just for your own self, just for your own wife, you have to know. Otherwise, you have the Rav moving in the guest room. I'll show you in a minute what I mean. So first question, what the heck is dam? Second question is, what's Makola? What do you mean, and how did it come out? Bein ba'ones, bein ba'rotzon. So here already, look at the Taz, ba'ones or ba'rotzon. Al dei kvitzo, ba'rotzon, pirish kviteva isha machmas atzmo. And translated, the normal menstrual cycle. What do they be kvitzo? I don't understand that mahaloche. The kvitzah means that she suffered an injury, an internal injury, because she jumped on the fourth floor. Some of our women now, the late for minche, they do those things. It's influenced the Stern College. The College for Stern Women. That's wrong. If it were big kvitzah, meaning caused an injury, big kvitzah. So this had to do already later on in Halacha with so-called simoni haguf, where physical activity brings on the menstrual cycle. This had to get more statistical information. We know that physical activity adjusts or even obliterates the menstrual cycle. These cuckoo women that are busy running in order to keep their weight down, so that, and you can see them easily along the cattle on the East River Drive, they're often running there, and you can see when you pass them and you're standing sideways, they disappear. You can't see them anymore. They're running 90 pounds, 100 pounds, right? They lose their menstrual cycle. So, what they mean by physical activity impacts on the menstrual cycle, of course it does. What way, la halacha, I don't know. Yeah. Well, you know, it becomes a medical issue. A woman is trying to get pregnant and she's busy running 2 hours a day and eating lettuce for lunch and a tomato for supper, and that kind of business, because thin is in. We know that menstrual cycle, remember, is part of the endocrine system. Endocrine system is a system. Mess up one of the glands of the endocrine system, and pituitary, thyroid, adrenal, and everything impacts on the menstrual cycle. That's why to solve a problem, you really have to spend as much time with a doctor as with the Shulchan Aruch, because it's a very, very complex thing. And most often, when you get into a situation of shaila, that woman is cycling every 14 days, every 18 days, every 19 days, and doesn't want to take hormones, she can't take hormones, she wants to have breast cancer, etc., etc. It becomes a major, major time commitment to be able to try to work out something, because the doctors, obstetricians, gynecologists, who know the menstrual cycle, don't know this couple. They got to go to a gynecological endocrinologist. That's a special thing in itself. Let me digress for a second. I once said over to the boys this year, when my father was at Sala, would get all the digital shites, all that, put his hands up, sent it to the Moshe. Usually involved a problem which a doctor is involved. Doctor involved, he's more comfortable, I should handle that part. So he told me, such a case, and I called the doctor and get the information that we're looking for. System was in the morning, going to school at 7:15, at 7 o'clock, the show was on the phone. What did the doctor say? One day, it's over my head. I said to him, I'm sorry, I didn't get around to getting the doctor today. I'll try to catch him. And then yesterday, I'll try to catch him today. So I said to him, the awful criticism of the children or sons of all. He said, don't you know that when a woman is an ego, she's a guna of the Bible. And it's a mitzvah of the heart of the gunas. I never believe, again, he was saying he did wrong because it was not just another child that had the answer. It's a problem that women can't get to the mitzvah. Okay? That's a different orientation of passing child is too. But it's very easy. You have a mother, I don't know, good, not so good. I heck with it, it's no good. You say also, it's no problem. And the conscience is fine. That's so. Doesn't go that way. As I heard from the Rosa, that's how. And you pass him wrong, you are on Novi Sheker. And when you pass it a shayla, you say, God spoke to me and told me to tell you this. And when you pass it wrong, God didn't tell you. But you're Novi Sheker. That year. Don't say, Mandus is the lowest level of the world. Again, that's orientation, that's a psychological orientation needed in a pass in shayla. What's done, okay, how it came out, the complications already. And what it means, the kvitsa we don't know, the onus, right? And let me tell you, my pshat, the onus. Bonus means she took a pill. The onus means that she put in an IUD, intrauterine device, suffered from pregnancy. And that's not damata, when she stays, it's because the body. That little blind in your head thinks she's pregnant. There's something in there. And she doesn't, that man doesn't really know that it's pregnant. You suffer from this man. So the man can't make up his mind. Shoots up some hormones, stops the hormones, shoots up some hormones. So it pulsates. And therefore you get a woman again. But the need, the need, the need, the need. The real dumb need is. How does an IUD work differently than that? Trying to get the woman pregnant now. Behu shetagish, the Yitzhi Yosef. Oy, oy, oy. That's the problem. Here's our halakhic definition. Dictionary definition. A woman becomes a needle when she sees, like you call blood,
from what you call a uterus, accompanied by certain sensations. Without those sensations, she's not a needed arise. Only the problem is, what are those sensations? We're talking about a kinesthetic sense. Do you know when your liver is squirting out some hormones? When your spleen is giving out some extra blood? Maybe you do. If you were calm, so you fight a little, more noise on the outside, maybe you could focus on yourself. We're getting a talk on myself by a woman that sits down in the protocol. That ability to interpret your kinesthetic stimuli is limited to very few of them. I suspect all those Israeli, when they leave the army, when they come out of the army, they go up to a mountain in the Himalayas and contemplate their belly button for a year. They make the expert there. They leave it.
Doesn't mean menstrual cramps. You got it. Okay, see you in a minute. Okay. Look at the Shar. Who should targish? Heine midoraisa. Al medrabonon tmei api shloha gisha. It's a big chilik though, whether we're talking about a raisa drabon. Three cases. Can you people see the Pisa Chuba? Okay, that's as good a summary as you'll find. It'd be good if you could look in with somebody. The da, the social mini hagoshos yesh, the inyan shetei tmeyim midoraisa. You have all the mekolos. Aleph, Mishen is daza gufa. Some kind of shiver, trembling goes through the body at the onset of menstruation. That's the Shita Sarambam. Beis. Can yiptach mekoro to mevuo b'simekuf peiches to simekuf tzad. Okay, if you look on your diagram, you see that there's a cervix.
One thing
I'm going to
use you to see. That's a hard muscular end of the uterus. And it stays relatively close, it's open a little bit, a lot of menstrual blood to come out. And during pregnancy, the doctor tells you that the woman is getting close to pregnancy, tells you how much is she dilating. That's a niftach mekoro, right? The assumption here in this mandoma is that at the time of menstruation, there's some kind of healing as you would by any circular muscle, the anus, right, muscle. So the urinary tract is controlled by a muscle. You know where you have to go. And when you finally urinate, you know that something happened inside. That's what they're talking about. That's kind of my question.
Right. It's a feeling of the opening of the Tzavar HaRasa.
Right. Okay.
Does that happen?
We're talking halacha, not reality. That's the problem. Halacha is reality. Next, Hashlishis, Nitzo B'Shalat Shuvas HaChoyinim. One of the big, big machlokas, fundamental machlokas of the Hilchos Nida, since this determines whether it's Nida D'Raisa or not. Without Hargosha, there's no Nida D'Raisa. Therefore, the Sefer, Chavos Das, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Shemageshe shedov Allah zov mimena bivhin. Feels as a fluid. Okay? And look, the bracket and material is critical. Omnom, the chuvos sam sofer, chodek al zero kama chuvos, the herech levaya, the zivas of Allah, lav ha goshehu. Kosav shekein hu mora, hu vola, Moro bola halacha la maisa, the chain kivo mi moro hagon la nosinapa. So, what's hagosha? Nobody knows. Certainly, this man is there with, you're talking again, very sensitive, delicate, kinesthetic sense. If someone would be focused, let's just be a children, I'm sure, when he takes that into account. Focus, doing nothing, relax. The woman is sitting quietly, and the radio isn't on, and the baby isn't crying, and she has nothing troubling her. So far, we haven't found such a woman. But if it is, maybe you can start talking about Hargosha. Otherwise, you must assume that all needles are Isa, that Vade Hergisha Vala Vadaika. That's how we pass. You want to continue a little bit further in Pesach Shuvah? The im motzo adam bebedika, the lo hargosha. Okay, let's get another word. You have that clear in your mind. Don't ever confuse. Bedika means an internal examination. Otherwise, it's called a kesem. The word bedika or ed, I am dalid, refers to internal examination. Or something which came from an internal examination.
What is the kesem?
Kesem is where there was nothing internal, it was found externally on her undergarments. O Acha Tashmish, the Loha Gosha, Ihave Sofik Doraisa. The name of Hodo Agasha Mishum the Sabra Hagosha Ed Oshamasu Olo. I am Bishuvin Shev Yaakov, Bishuvin Kesa Kahuna. I shi nicha bazeh. Sip Omnom Hakesha Placey, Basitli Tahara, and the Chavos Das, Kostu Huda Reise. Abo Bikinuach. Shelo echnisa ed ba'omek ela mi'apozo lechutz en ela mid'rabonon kishlo regisha v'chein samoch la'polos me'raglayim mogam kein do'aisa.
But if a woman went to the bathroom and wiped herself and she finds something on there, right, and that the raisa is the rabonon, right, now pretty well concluded. You can't talk about a gosha if something's going on. If a woman is inserting a cloth internally and she finds dam, well, at that moment, was she margish anything? I said, sure she's margish. She margish a cloth that she's pushing into her body. Therefore, it obliterates any chance of Hagosha awareness. Therefore, you must assume there was Hagosha. But it is only Kinuach, where the Kodama did enter deeply into the body. There, we'll come back to these halachas. My mind to do is get you to start thinking where you have to have certitude, where you have to understand that you have to know something. Something you know how to pass this off, say this. Very easy. Make a topic, and I'm Machmer makes a reputation for being a type. That's only in this world. Upstairs, not.
Well, let's go back to the Machaber. Who should target Bitsiyoso? Umiyu mi should target Boshe Neka Bimakoro Vyoso, Tameya Afabisho Yoso Lachutz.
Okay, if you look on your diagram, when we're talking about blood leaving the cervix, not leaving the body. These are the external genitalia that I have scribbled on the bottom there. The moment it enters the vaginal canal, she becomes a leader. It doesn't have to come out of the body. You know, so many tight as that, you see. I gave you a few moments from us doing that. And I suffered one, a zebra. Okay. No word directed. And it's saying, while you're showing down, how about that town? He refused to get involved with any real big child of my focus. Because he got clobbered because of this children. Really, really children. Very courageous sugar, most likely inaccurate. But every thing that he wrote that showed his doctors and this sugar. Old sugar in the wrong parasite, and that really launched him as a courageous person. Even though I think his opponents were more accurate by law. Nevertheless, Abaya didn't win too many. Shammai didn't do too well, right? But what they say is very important. Here you'll have a better idea of knowing what you call leading the body. Just go through these subjects. What if I put a catheter, put a tube in around the cervix? Is a cervical fact we have it nowadays. Some people use that for conversation. But the cervical fact will have the two with the image. And the cervical fact has the food. So the Danilo never entered her body and picked up the uterus and really went on into the back end of it. Is that for me to die so much? The answer is, oh, that child. To save women who cannot get clean enough to get rid of them. Unusual feeling, it's not too well known. But what it does is, in analysis, focuses in on Hagosha and what's called Shigatso Mikupo. אף הפי של יוצא לחוץ, אפילו לרוס אלה טיפה דם כחרדו, יושבס על עליו זיין נקייה. ואין חילוק בין פנויו לנשואו, לעניין איסו נידו, כי כל הבוא על הנידו חייב קורס. כמו סיסו לנידו בת יומו, all women are neither soon after they are born. You pick that up on the reading now. When a little girl is in the mother's womb during 9 months of pregnancy, the little uterus of the little girl of the fetus is covered with all the hormones of the mother. These are hormones that are involved in menstruation too. Menstruation occurs when there's a hormone drop. Or when the little girl is pulled out of the mother, there's a shift in the stopping hormone level, and therefore she menstruates. Many, 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 many doctors get a call as soon as the baby comes home from the hospital, they found blood on the diaper. Yeah, it's not that she's only menstruating. What do? You get a different doctor and he's crazy. Not that crazy. That's what it is. They call it witch's blood. They get the whole world. Nothing more than a little dumb needles. Therefore, she doesn't go to meet them. The mother is taking her swimming in the ocean. Doesn't accidentally drop her. So she's completely immersed and she's in need of the first relationship. There's no feeling the needles between the new girl and the soup. Okay? So, Issa Nagia, which is a recent invention, right? Was around there all the time. Wasn't invented by the food crowd. Didn't the Isa, or did the Rabbanan, my father, the Rabbanan, did they do that? We didn't have all this. Okay? Now let's go back a little bit. What do you mean by dam? Yishu shavosa dam. So the Mechaber says, Afilu tzipas dam kechardu. That's a slang expression. When seeds served as measures, place of measures by seeds, and cargo, mustard seeds, very small. But no halakha, you can see a spot of blood smaller than a mustard seed. That's the same reason that dam d'oraisa, isa nida d'oraisa. That's the expression.
That's what the staff says. Who are the infochas? Right? So, of course, I'm going to push it to him. Now, you know, Allah, you see, now you've shield him of Damnida. It's what's visible to the naked eye. That does not mean a magnifying glass. Right.
I use occasionally dissecting microscope, 60 power microscope, to look at the people. Right? Because I suspect that, but I'm doing that, it's not going to be a, maybe yes, I don't know, check it out, that's hard. Let's see, she was on them also. But I can't tell you how often I get a shiver of a woman that's pretty at the meeting for 4 or 5 months. But she always finds a red streak that she wants to be. And power microscope to be enough. You see that red streak is nothing more than a thread from a red towel. Since they like themselves, he is told in the color classes, you don't find red towels happy in that. Not a proper thing to have in the house. Right? And red doesn't mean after red. And it is multicolored pattern things, among them there are red threads. Kids are picking up a red thread. You talk, oh, it looks as red as red, what can you do? Even though I'll show you that you can really know it's a different kind of red. You can't trust yourself, but you're not bulky in the various shades of red. But when it's a red color like a polo shirt, your shirt, well, it doesn't look like that. You know, but you're 100% sure. Look, on the microscope, you see it's a woven strand.
In terms of stomach, don't we speak in terms of the size of a grid?
That's in Rabbana.
Not my adults. Okay. Shiva the key.
People are interested, of course, I haven't seen another that which is around, but they will take it from the expensive that I wrote. I can put essays of it also. How this is voted. Who's in charge of the book sales and so on. He get his hands on it. Yeah. Interesting. They put it up there. It's my season there. Very maybe a major contribution I made was I gave you a language that is not objectionable to women. In singing the Sefer, I never referred to Shiva the Kiyim at 7 clean days. It's almost a pejorative term for me. Clean days, 30 days. I always use the expression 7 preparatory days. You may have one of the two. How do you speak it into it? When do you get 7 days? So here, I'd like to do the two on it, but the Shach has a quick summary also. Now we'll go to the two. When the 7 days come? Do people know that Nidam, the Sophilor, Shiva, Yonan, is Zohar? It's quickly, that's what I want to give, define Nida and Zoma. What Nida was it? I'm going to clear the
picture. Nida's blood and Zoma is any fluid or some sort of
Zoma. Blood from the
I don't embarrass you people. But let me tell you, I'll get a story. I used to teach a posse class here for many years. It was in the neighborhood, it was about 12 years or so, for a posse class. Posse class is just more than 100 people. But it was voluntary. Then they made it compulsory, so they have 20 people. In a class of over 100 people, I asked what Nida was done, and nobody knew. That morning, like the love, all the love, you know, unbelievable. It's all good boys, not one good thing you need to know, but this cannot be. It cannot be. In the street of time, and the next four suffering. The first question I got was, what's Nida, what's over? Nobody knew. I think Shiva had to deal with this problem. So how did they solve the problem? They used to say in the Smita, in the front, both of you are there, you need to repose. What's not need to repose? So for the next 25 years, the Prophet brings out in the other. Only now, when we need a new class, we can sort it back into the book. Classic Yeshiva solution to a problem. Yes.
I have a definition. Okay, first of all, first question, where she was came from? Ziva. But she has to be a Zav Gedola. She has to see three times. The flow coming.
Yeah.
Okay. After her Vesta, she has a Vesta Gabula, okay? Or Vesta Spainer.
What are you going? I'm not with Vesta.
Well, they always say that her rethem is open during the time.
That's not a big change.
What?
Any
time she's given, she's one day.
One day, what happens?
One day.
It starts with a one day, the night that one day you're referring to. Really quickly, they all see in the text. Then just you remember and understand why you can't possibly keep track of it. And why we gave up on ego. And there is no need of this mind of this. And only result of this mind. The notice is slow, that's the first thing we need to prove up. And I can deny the promise. The nose, I'm a Rakhela, the nose is sort of a new one last time. Now, feel the law is even down to the heart of the mind. The shadows are laying by me. The big family is hanging just now. The family of women are fasting shadows, they're fasting their nose. The nose is sort of a new one last time. They're fasting the shadows. That's why, you get a cold. So you get into trouble. Let the pastor shine. It's time to perform this. That's why the female, not to call the female, but a problem. Okay. Here's the fundamental Makotis in Aloha Moshi Sina. That's the focus. And the Raman told us there's no Makotis about Moshi Sina. Here you got one. On to the show. Maybe 9% of all the shown men say, here's me, here's her. A woman, at any time, suddenly sees a flaw of God. If it stops after one day, she's a leader, after wait 7 days, or a meet for 7 days, at night, the night of the 8 days. If she sees 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, stops on the 7th day, she waits for the night, makes a beacon, no blood, goes to mix which she doesn't kill somebody. Okay, 1 day, or so for 1 day, or so for 7 days, continuously, she's a leader, period. Then starts a new cycle. After the 7 days, a lot of emotion is seen now. There is Akadosa Yom, they need them, they need them. So for the next days until day 18 of her cycle, whatever she will see then should be in the period of Zivus, not Zivus. There, she sees for 1 day, no big deal. So she goes ahead, and she needs a clean day. So she soferes Yom Kinevi Yom. So she'll go ahead. And if at the end of the day she makes a deep where they stop, and the following day she can go to me. Makes a deep at night, makes it in the morning, no more blood, all he wants, during this 11-day period, right? Goes a deep at night. Sorry, she goes to me for 5 days. Zavos, Kavelos, Vio. They can't have relations until night. And so it's not a good idea to learn more than that. That's why our women don't go by day. Because of that, all that point that women shouldn't go by day. Shema Tisto, maybe she'll destroy a sphere, a count, and she'll see you move to later another people town. If she should see 3 days, 1, 2, 3, then she becomes a Zaba Vidola, 4 days Zaba Vidana, which is less than either. Then she becomes a Zaba Vidola, 4 Shiva Vidhi. We had this. Period. Then, Anita, only 7 days. Azaba, the 10th, Zaba, Tana, could be 1 day, right? 6 to 3 days, and from the Zaba, we don't know this week.
Azaba
has to be the problem.
Zaba during that 11-day period?
Sorry?
Zaba during that 11-day period?
Comes 80th day, right? She cycles back. If she should see Dham after the 18th day, she's no Dham, you know Dham, right? She sees Dham, she's back in the need of 1 day, 7 days, the way for 7 days. this cycle, like, continues until she breaks it with a heel. So she saw it down on the 19th day, right? She's a needle again. 11 days later, with the 11-day period, she'll be a zomer, period, sometimes, but it's determined by her inner clock. Seven, to come to need is 7, 18, 29, like, that's what you come and need it. Otherwise, that's the meat period, falls over. But what's Sarovi period?
Yeah,
each month, Sarovi is on period. Right? Every time she became a leader in the Ogzova, and then she became queen,
that's Sarovi
again. One.
All right, Shane, important. This is the opinion that it's not 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, or is this the opinion that it's once she sees the dummy after the 11?
Now you got a Rambam, and you can't disregard it. Rambam said, when I told you about that little girl who menstruates, one day she comes home from the hospital. Well, the 7 days she's a nida. Next 7 days she's a zava, next 7 days she's a nida. And the mother better then keep a calendar. So when she gets married, she will know when she's in a 7 day period or 11 day period. That was set once in a lifetime and keeps up forever. Most likely, not to clearly interrupt by pregnancy. That may be cycle. No, can we sugar bill? So a woman has to keep a calendar. Not involved with the last menstrual cycle, but with the first menstrual cycle. Therefore, it got so complex that those who soil it, you know, that's not for us. It's not for us. We got other things to worry about, right? Raising children, supporting our husband, right? And therefore, we will accept the chumra so not to make a mistake of always waiting for Shiva to heal.
Okay. This Rambam, I thought either in the Shach of the Beis Yosef, was rejected by most Rishonim.
We don't follow it.
Okay.
It was rejected by most Rishonim, but we followed it now.
We followed it because the Shivan,
It was the Rambam's fault.
Yeah.
The notion is so excited, they don't want to have a little rumble.
Why are you worried about the cycle?
Because
whenever
they'll be born again, I got to know whether it's the 7 or 11 day calendar which was set by her first year. In other words, for the first year, mother got to get a 50 year calendar. And my fault, 7, 11, 7, 7. 7 days blue, 11 days red, 7 days blue, 7 days red, the rest of us. I believe it's going to be interrupted by Tennessee.
Can you most girls have that 7-11 cycle under younger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be a problem. That cycle wouldn't necessarily be interrupted based on, as you were saying, like, anything. Right? I mean, it's not necessarily what happens when you have, can't really, you know, physically, that it's not happening like 7-11.
Nothing happens 7-11. It is a halacha like Rosh Chodesh. Ed Rosh Chodesh, I'm not going to say I'm available. That's 30 days, 31 days. The issue here is where in her life cycle, not in her menstrual cycle, at the field. We're in her life cycle when she starts seeing blood. Whenever she starts seeing blood, she has to check back on her calendar. Am I in my 7 day cycle or my 11 day cycle? According to most of Shonen, well, I know where you're in because I have a calendar that I read back for last month. And last month I know that I became a nida on day 1 of the month, So I know that I will not be a Zolo unless I sit down on the 18th day of the month.
That's entirely different system than Vestos.
Oh, yeah.
Law by Shlomo Meir. I'm incredibly confused.
Come on.
Start from the beginning. Don't
start from the beginning.
Let me now say the Shach. See whether he can be helpful.
Okay.
And then we'll explain it again. We'll use the board. Okay, look at the Shach Shivanikim. Hayem mida Rabbona. You with us? Avo mida Raisa in Sor Leishav Zayinikim. Ella Zoba Gidova. Ella Shekidei Sotobo Lide Tos Hechmiru Chazal Besichu Le'olam Zayinikim. Ayin Taz She'erib Ozer Av She'eino Nog Bezman Azer V'kosel V'vesol Perachtik Saf V'sim Azer Yayin Ki hu mokor v'yusod sh'olov nivnu kol dini hanida nuhug mizman hazeh. Moshe zvaro p'neinu. V'im kol zeh bevil adin en kosu v'kibu chazal alach la Moshe v'sinai sh'yud om yud alach yod ach hazayin menida im rosa v'osem yedyomi hinikro zogo v'yach hakach chozer es ha'ikor os nida v'chein li'olam zayin menida ach rosa v'ezivu v'me'a nidus achein me'ezivu v'chein li'olam kol yomer. Calls them Idin Torah on the shoulder. Seu das Harambam. Aber kvar sigu all of kol ha-poskim. Iskimu shemisho shishu nasa zove gedola eno chozera serein nidus ache zayin ikiyin. Then you may ziva only yud alef pasmuchu lezayin che rosa ver nidus. It's not yud alef from the day she was born or some new alef cycle. No, it's determined by the day she became a nidu. Kis v'yishoy serein shoy. Chen das haraiva sh'ha-poskim. All right. Okay. Now, I'm back in business. I always have a piece of chalk in my pocket. Okay. I see.
So she sees blood on the first day. Now she has a flow for, let's say, 4 days. Then what happens? And what is she called during that time period? Yeah. Then what happens?
She could be. Or if you're a Rambam, should be either neither or Zohar. I got to check back on her life cycle. If on the life cycle showed that this happened on the 11 days on a 70-11 cycle, right? You think September 11 is a problem? It's a bigger problem.
Wait, so if you check, so then you check back on the calendar. If she's in the middle of her 11-day cycle, then
she can either. We don't know. Every time she seems dumb, she can either neither or Zohar. No, no, let me check her life scandal.
Okay, and then what?
But, and then she will conduct some form. Sometimes she will need Shiva Nikiyin, and sometimes not need Shiva Nikiyin.
If she's a Zohar, she...
If it is in the double calendar, and she sees it's done only once or twice, 2 days, she's going to read for the third day. If her life is in the needed calendar, in the needed phase, then she has to wait 7 days. Not 3 days, 7 days, right? If it's in the double calendar, she saw 3 days, then she needs 7 clean days, 7 preparatory days before she goes. The chiddush is very simple. If the ziva state determined by the last nidus or by the first nidus? The Rambam said it's determined by the first nidus. First nidus will now give you a life cycle calendar for 70-11, 70-11. And I walk along, I said, the way we talk to you, not like the Rambam, is that the Zivo phase is determined by a prior nidus, no Zivo alone. Zivo can't initiate anything. Zivo can only come following a nidus. After being a nidus, and 7 days pass by, and she sees Dham again, and she says, we have women who stay for a long time. We stay for 10 days, 11 days. They are Zohar the Raisa, according to our calendar. It makes no difference because we don't say
this is longer than 10 days.
We treat them as Zohar anyway. So with Manazel, we have no Nidah. We abolished Hilchos Nidah and treat every woman as a Zohar. And to those who saw that we were less.
In the aspect of Shem and the Key, Shiva and the Key, in that aspect, but not in the calendar aspect of the Rambam, that no, we treat it as Zohar and Zohar.
So in effect, what we've done, and he said, because of the suffix that the Rambam introduced, we have no greater but to treat every woman like a Zohar. And that's the homo, but it's not like a Zohar alone. I'm sorry, please, I take that back. I said, no, neither is Manas there. There is neither is Manas there. The only Zohar, if you saw for only one day or 2 days, she wouldn't have to wait 7 days. We had the homeless of Nidah and Zohar together. And we did worse than that. A Zohar is for fellows we know. I needed only to go to the light. A woman who was a Nidah had to wait 7 days. If she went to meet for 7 days, on the seventh day, in the middle of the day, it's Tobelas Vesheres Biyoda. The Kriya would help. Just to wait until nightfall. A Zohar doesn't wait until nightfall. A Zohar with a Rabbana waits until nightfall, so they shouldn't cohabit before that. But the Tfilah is over law, even that's why today we covered the women with both. Right? We gave them the Chumas of Zohar, but didn't give her the Kula of Nidah. So she can be Tobelas Biyoda. It's a big kumbhut because you have somebody who, how many were married in this class? I mean, you know the circumstances, but it's inconvenient for your wife to go to mikvah. Actually, invited guests, right? And just go to mikvah Friday night. Okay? It'd be nice if you go to mikvah Friday afternoon. So the Yankees, the boy is mikvah, allows the women to go. Only for the Shabbos. Rather go on the seventh day by day, but have to stay in the liquor building until after nightfall. So that should be in danger of meeting their husbands. Yes. But if she wanted to go on a Tuesday, the seventh day, because you're going off to a chasen at 6 o'clock in a place, right? And by the time you get home, the liquor will be closed. She'd like to go to mikvah early, but no, you can't do that. Because she's a Nidah. Nidah not for those people. She's not a Nidah, she's a Zohar. And so she'd be Zohar. The problem about the both rules.
For an Erev Shabbos, if that's her, if she could be, according to the Rambam, be made Nidah during that 7 days, so what could she be doing if she's, she doesn't wait till nightfall?
No, she couldn't be. Anita, or she already waited 7 days fasting the time.
Right, but according to the Rambam, you don't even know where in the 7-Eleven she is. So by the time she's counting her seven, she would be.
Yeah.
So how could, but she's still to be Tovel, she could do her preparations, but she was still to be Tovel at night,
right?
How could she Tovel at her shop?
Yeah. If you wonder about the Rambam, we suffer from. It's not a common practice. It's called the Frankfurt. You know, it's well established. It's a reputable thing which a lot of occasions uses in the case of Hanamata women to go. Says the 8th when there's an issue of infertility, which is, has to be inseminated, which is going into a day later, which is the regulation time. Giving salad, all kinds of things together. Okay?
Just to finish this off, pass these around.
What do you mean by that? Okay.
This is just the deepest of painmaking.
In the last month or two, I've picked out this part arbitrarily. I won't tell you what that halacha is, but see in there some comment. When it says the stomach test needs it, it says, hey, test, the head is halacha. Just to give you an idea, today it's been she's quite looking at the effect all around. Start passing around the cell. It quickly gets out of the shine. Cycle in the single. One out of time, but chakras are being, of course, and the easy ones. Easy ones when they're red.
Black. Just an administrative question. Our class is called 9:30 to 11.
Huh?
Our class is called 9:30 to 11.
Okay, to 11.
Is it not going to be here, or is there...
Yeah, I have...